Hi everyone, Katie Sterling here, a taboo audio and video content creator. I also do phone sex, so I'm considered a PSO, sexting, and many different types of services. I have a VIP fan club in my Discord server, and I've actually had to start doing pretty much everything through my Discord server. I even have a channel where I post my free videos in it now too. But luckily, I can still count on X videos to have my free video content on. So, thank God for them, right? But other than that, Minivids has decided to tell me I had 48 hours to take down all of my taboo content, or they would delete my account. I have been banned from Fan Central. I've been banned from OnlyFans. I have been taken down multiple times on multiple different sites, including Pornhub. Back when they had like fan clubs and stuff, they would even take down my fan club content. It was ridiculous. And the reason why is because I do what people call taboo content. So adult taboo content, of course. So everything I do is a fantasy. All the audios you hear my, or the videos that I do, they are all fantasy role plays. Everything I do is either something I've come up with on the top of my head, a script that I've written, or story, a script or story that Mac has written, or a script or story that a customer has written and paid me to record or to film. Either way, it's all a fantasy. None of these stories are real. All the characters, all the scenarios are completely fictional. This is nothing I would ever do in real life, and I hope that you never would either. But that also brings me to my next point here. What I am trying to do, like my mission, is harm reduction. And where I originally learned harm reduction from was actually the methadone clinic. I've been a methadone patient for 4 years now. I have been clean from heroin for 4 years too, so hence why I'm a methadone patient. And I used to ask them, why are there these people at the clinic that just like take advantage of it? They'll come here, they'll take the medication, and then they still go home and use afterwards, you know? But then the clinic director brought up a really good point. She's like, but they're still doing less. They're still getting counseling, and they're still getting Narcan here. You know, we're still helping. You know, it's harm reduction. And I got to thinking, well, shit. That's what I do with my porn, is harm reduction, making the world safer, you know? And for those of you that don't know the difference between fantasy and reality and have actually done this stuff or have thought of offending, hurting a child, hurting a person, you know, and if you hurt a child, you mess them up for the rest of their lives, you know? And children are not able to consent. They really aren't. What I am trying to do with my content is show those of you that have a hard time controlling your urges or do have those urges in general that there is another way. I don't believe that those sex offender classes and all, I don't believe it works, okay? Abstinence is not the way to go. It's not going to help anybody. You know, but jerking off to a fantasy or while you're talking to a phone sex operator, maybe having them pretend they're 8 years old, could actually be really therapeutic because role play is therapeutic. And there aren't many people out there like me that take this approach. But I want to change that. I want people to take this approach. This is important. What I do is important. What other content creators like me do is important. And if you are a audio, video, taboo content creator, you know, whatever, you know, even if you just write scripts, get a hold of me. There is a place for you in my Discord server. You can promote yourself. You can cross-promote with me. I am trying to give a safe place for you guys to go for fans, customers, and performers. You know, somewhere where your content isn't going to be demonized and taken down, even though it's completely legal. You know, my three main words, legal, safe, consensual. And that's most important. if my content keeps you from doing something stupid, like hurting someone or, you know, anything illegal or watching illegal content, you know, if my content keeps you from doing that, I am happy to provide it for you. I am happy to provide as much of it for you as I need to. As much as I can, as much as I can give, I will give. I am a, you know, it's not all about the money for me. You guys are important. Your lives are important. I have people who get a hold of me that say, thank you for making your content. I thought I was the only one that had these thoughts, these urges, and I thought about just ending my life. Don't do that. Get a hold of me. Send me it's free just to send me a message or to just talk to me about life. Okay? I am willing to do that. You need some support. You need some help. Join the server. I don't care if you don't have any money or you can't spend money. That doesn't matter if you can spend money with me or not. Join the server anyways. Just so you have somewhere. We have a therapy and support channel for people like you that need that support. Or let's say you're not someone that has urges to offend or anything like that. Let's say you do know the difference between fantasy and reality. That's great. So you're more like me. You just need an outlet for it because, you know, when things get bottled up, we tend to not handle them well, correct? My content is for you too. And I want to make sure that you also have somewhere to go where you're not going to be judged for your kink. You know, a lot of times these kinks come from drama or things like that that have happened in the past. Or we just have them and we don't know fucking why. That happens to me sometimes too. You know, I do have a lot of the kinks I speak of. I definitely love rape fantasy, and I like accomplice fantasy. I like being the dirty mommy that tells little boy what to do. I love it. It's very fun for me. And my partner, Mac, who you see in a lot of my videos with me, not all of them, but some of them, you know, we do videos together, like rape fantasy videos and stuff. And he has these fantasies too. You know, and he didn't even tell me that he had these fantasies until I started doing this kind of content. So there you go. Like, it's something that people do not share. People are not open about this, okay? And I am trying to create a place where you can be open about it. Anonymously, of course. Anonymously, of course. Because in Discord, you don't have to put your name. You just put a username up. You know, it's really easy to download and sign up and then, you know, join the server. It's very simple, very easy. It's free. Now, if you would like to support me, there are many ways to support me and my mission. My overall goal is to provide a safe, legal, consensual space for us people with more taboo kinks to be. And, or just kinks in general, you know? And whether you're a lady perv, just a regular male pervert, or you're a trans perv, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's a spot for you here. Especially lady pervs. I love you guys. I'm a lady perv. Come join. No one's going to be mean to you. No one's going to harass you. No one's going to be like, oh, talk to me, babe. No. No one's going to send you dick pics because I know how irritating that can be. Although, I do love cum tribute videos, but that's because I'm a dirty, nasty whore. And I love being a dirty, nasty whore. I'm very good at it. So, come one, come all. Please, please, please come here because I am really trying to do something here and I want to help. I want to be there. I know what it's like to be bothered by urges or cravings or whatever it is in your life that's just driving you insane. And, you know, if you're in a dark spot, get a hold of me. You know, even if you don't want to join the server or if you join the server, but you don't really want to be involved, just lurk. Send me a message. We'll talk about it. It's okay. It's okay. You can come and go as much as you please. You know, if it stresses you out to be there because, you know, you're not comfortable with yourself or your fantasies yet, that's okay too. You can come and go as much as you like. No one's making you stay, okay? It's just a safe, non-judgmental, consensual, and legal space to be in. I do not accept illegal content being on my server at all. So if you're worried about that, don't worry, you're okay. If someone messaged you from my server saying that they wanted something like that, you need to tell me. I do not condone illegal content. I do not condone that stuff at all. What I do condone is getting your fantasies, your urges, and that release in a safe, legal, and consensual environment. It is so important that we stick together. It is so important to have a place where you cannot be judged. And if I can provide that for you, I'm happy to do so. Again, other content creators, please join. Join me. I'll even help you make your own Discord server that you can bring people to. That's fine. You know, I don't want money from you. I don't want anything from you other than to help you out. Because taboo content creators, we need to stick together. We are getting banned from everywhere. We're getting fucked with no matter where we go. And it's because people do not understand what we do. They don't get it. They don't get that it is harm reduction. It is helping people. You know, sure, maybe I'm helping you get off. But either way, I'm helping you out. You know? You got less stress, right? You're feeling better, right? Or let's say you really do have awful dark urges. I'm definitely helping you out. Or I'm trying to, at least. I'm trying to give you something to hang on. Something you can listen to or watch. Get that release that you need. And that way you can go on with your day and go hang out with your kids or something, you know? Without thinking, oh man, she looks really cute in that little outfit today. I know what you guys struggle with. I hear it all the time, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know how hard it's got to be to deal with that. I can't imagine actually having those kinds of urges. I'm really sorry. You know, it's just like when your brain is wired a certain way, you don't have a choice. You can't just turn. No amount of therapy is going to get you to turn that off. So it really pisses me off that people are like, oh, they need help. They do need help. They do need support. But therapy to try to cure their pedophilia? You're never going to cure their pedophilia. Okay? You're not going to cure it. You're not going to cure my rape fantasy shit. Okay? You're not going to cure that. It's already in your head. You're already wired to think that way at this point, you know? There's nothing anyone's going to be able to do to cure that. But what you can do, you can control it. And that is what I'm trying to offer. A way to control it without being like completely absent and never looking at porn or jacking off or having sex with anyone in your entire life. I'm sorry. Just the amount of shit I hear on YouTube or some of these places is just, it blows my fucking mind how stupid and how unforgiving our society can be towards this kink. They are so unforgiving. You know, age play, age regression, you know, mommy, son, incest, you know, all that. They can be so unforgiving towards this kink. And it's like, people can't help it. It's not like they woke up one day and said, oh, I like rape all of a sudden. Because that's sure as fuck not what happened to me. And I doubt that's what happened to you. So, join. Send me a message. You know, it's discord.gg/pervertparadise. Again, Discord, discord.com/pervertparadise. All one word. So, PERVERTPARASIDE. And join me. Join my little slice of pervert paradise. I really hope I can do something for you. I hope I can do something to help you. It's okay. It's okay. People do understand. You are not alone. You're not alone, and you don't deserve to be dead, okay? You deserve to be alive. You deserve to have quality of life. You deserve to be a person living on this planet, to be living and breathing and living your best possible life. You deserve to be here. All right? And don't you let anyone tell you otherwise, especially if it's because of your sexual interest or orientation or whatever it is. You are not a bad person. Okay? Your fantasies aren't bad. All right? You're a good person. Remember that. You're a good person and there's nothing wrong with you. Okay? Because if there's something wrong with you, there's definitely something wrong with me. There's definitely plenty wrong with us, but we can accept that. We can use that. We can control that. We can do things to make our lives easier. Why not help each other? All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm going to be posting this to Pissed Audio and Soundgasm and wherever I can to get the word out that I am just really trying to be helpful. I also have a video like this up on YouTube, and I'm going to be posting it also to my Discord server. Enjoy, guys, and please remember, you are not alone. Thank you.